Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to this summer's Carte Blanche Concerts, Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated recitals. This season, as a complement to the festival's historical survey of the chamber music repertoire centered on seven incredible decades, Music at Menlo offers four Carte Blanche Concerts. On Sunday, July 14, Suvin Kim and Gloria Chen present a recital program of music for violin and piano composed between 1910 and 1930, featuring an international array of composers ranging from Maurice Ravel to Charles Ives. On Saturday, July 20, pianist Juho Pohonien offers an intriguing program juxtaposing the French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau and the late Romantic Russian visionary Alexander Scriabin. For the summer's third Carte Blanche concert, on Sunday, July 28, the Schumann Quartet makes its Music at Menlo debut with a program featuring over two centuries' worth of music, from J.S. Bach to Philip Glass. For this season's final Carte Blanche concert, flautist Tara Helen O'Connor and pianist and composer Stephen Pretzman offer a program spanning nearly three centuries of music and featuring the West Coast premiere of Pretzman's score to the 1902 silent film Voyage to the Moon. The program begins with music, perhaps, by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I'm starting with Bach.
Tara Helen O'Connor.
We think it's Bach,
right. There's some confusion there. Can you explain
there
that?
Sure. There's this authentication process with some of Bach's sonatas, and it's hard to know which, because he wrote so much, which actually were his and which were actually not. And there's a set of seven flute sonatas that Bach, when I grew up, Bach had written seven sonatas. Now I know that there are two volumes of Bach sonatas, and there are four in one. There's the B minor, A major, E major, and E minor sonatas that are definitely by Bach. And then the other three, the E flat major, the C major, and the G minor, which is also done a lot on oboe, we think they're Bach. They're in the style of Bach, but they have more of this gallant style. They seem a little bit later. They seem a little bit more like maybe one of the sons had a hand in it. So they think, could it be CPE? So the King of Prussia was actually a flute player, and he had court musicians, and the court composer for the King of Prussia was CPE. Bach was Bach's son. Bach had a bunch of sons who were composers, of W.F. Bach, who was more really in the style of Bach. His music is very florid and beautiful. And you can see that it's a real direct extension from Bach. Then there's CPE, who was really different than his father. And I think that there was probably a little bit of, you know, competition there, not really competition. We know that Bach visited the court of the King of Prussia late in his life, and he wrote the Trio Sonata for the Musical Offering based on an incredibly difficult theme that the King of Prussia was said to have written. But what's really cool about this G minor sonata that we're doing is that it kind of rides the line between a continuo accompaniment, which is basically chordal accompaniment that provides harmonic support for the flute line. And then there's melodic writing in the right hand of the pianist or keyboard player that is really more in an equal role to the flute. So it's more like a trio sonata. It's really, really beautiful. And the second movement is one of my most favorite things to play. It is just really gorgeous. Oh, I think it's C.P.E. Bach for sure. So. I do. I think C.P.E. Bach wrote this one. And I think he also wrote the C major sonata. And he had, I think C major, E flat major. I think he had a hand in those. And there are copyists too, right? Bach had a lot of copyists. Yeah. So it's hard to say, like, maybe he said, okay, this is the idea, run with it. You know, I mean, you have, like, we don't know. We just don't know. Yeah. But if I ever meet him, I'm going to ask him. I want to know, you know, I really do. Because of all the composers that I look up to, and there are many that I love, Bach is like hands down for me the most amazing, the most interesting, like chromatically speaking, he's like, he's Baroque, he's jazz, he's everything. And it really touches me deeply.
Following the G minor sonata of either J.S. or C.P.E. Bach, the program fast forwards nearly 300 years to music by San Francisco-based composer Belinda Reynolds.
She's a wonderful composer who I met through my group, New Millennium Ensemble. She was part of a group of composers called the Common Sense Composers Collective, and they formed at Yale, or just after they got out of Yale, and there were like 7 or 8 of them that, instead of waiting to be commissioned, they decided to join a group and then go to an ensemble and say, we're going to write, let's workshop you guys for a year. And we're going to write 8 premieres for you. So that's how I met her. Mm. And when I was recording my CD, my friend Peggy Kantmeyer, who's a wonderful pianist, said, hey, Belinda wrote this really cool piece for alto and piano. And I said, let's do it, because I love Belinda. I've done a bunch of Belinda's stuff, and I've recorded her pieces for Piero Ensemble. And then there was a trio that she wrote that I'm a big fan of as well.
Reynolds composed Cher for alto, flute, and piano in 2003.
This piece is very, very stark and very meditative. And actually, it was premiered as a piece for flute and 2 dancers. It's a very long, sustained melody. And the way that her sense of phrasing and her sense of like developing a musical line is very profound and very beautiful. In this piece, Belinda will tend to use cells or repeated cells, much like Steve Reich were. But in this particular piece, there's just one single chord that happens, dyad, in the right hand of the piano. And then slowly, the left hand will come in with this bass line that kind of changes the tonality of these 2 notes at the top. And then there's a very floating flute melody on top of that. And it's one of these pieces that it's just like, you sit and you listen and you kind of, you're just taken to a different place. It's very melodic, very soothing, very deep, very profound.
The program continues with Franz Schubert's Introduction and Variations on Trockene Blumen, composed in 1824.
The Schubert variations are based on a song cycle of Schubert, the Schöne Müllerin, which is the Miller Maid. And it's, of course, tragic, as all of Schubert's songs are. And he had taken the most poignant song in this set of songs in the song cycle and set a theme and variations to it. And the Schöne Müllerin song cycle starts out with this man who, he follows the river and he wanders into this town and he gets a job at the local mill. And he falls in love, of course, with the miller's daughter, who is very beautiful. And of course, she's betrothed to another. And the song that he chose is, all the flowers that she gave me will go with me to the grave. But, you know, if for a minute she thinks that, you know, I wasn't such a bad guy, then, you know, spring will come again and the flowers will bloom. Which is kind of, if you think about like how the depth of darkness and sadness in the human spirit and how that can really, really just devastate someone. This is where he was. And this was the song that Schubert chose to set this song cycle to. So the opening of it starts with an introduction with this sort of funeral march, really. And you hear, you're really at the funeral.
Thank you.
As you go through each variation, we start in the minor key, and then we go to major in the second half of the song. And that's where spring comes again. They were written for a flutist named Ferdinand Bogner, who premiered them back in the 1800s when it was written. And there was a flute at the time that had been developing, Böhm had developed more keys on the instrument, so it was able to do a lot more difficult things. What happens to the miller actually is very tragic. Is after he learns that she's betrothed to another, he basically follows, goes back to the river, and the river says, "Here, in here you'll find solace in me. Come rest with me." And that's his undoing. The flute really didn't, we had a lot of repertoire in the Baroque era, and then classical era, there's a lot, but just not a lot of famous stuff, right. You know? And then classical and romantic, we're getting more. And it's really the French flute school that brings back a lot of the repertoire, and a lot of composers started writing. And that's mainly due to the fact that they were commissioning composers to write pieces during that period from like the late 1850s to the 1950s. It's this golden age of flute composition. And then, of course, 20th century is like insane again.
Following the Schubert, the program pairs two pieces from this golden age of the flute repertoire: Gabriel Fauré's Fantasy Opus 79, composed in 1898, and Walter Gieseking's Sonatine for Flute and Piano, composed in 1935.
Falling in this period where there's a lot of stuff being written for the instrument. Taffanel became the flute teacher at the Paris Conservatory. And instead of using etudes and pieces that had been used in the past for the final exams, where the participants would play and then they would be awarded their graduation prizes, Taffanel thought, let's start commissioning. And so we have this incredible wealth of really great repertoire written around this period. If you think about the great flute pieces like the Fauré Fantasy, the Jolivet Chantelinos, the Dutilleux Sonatine, the U Fantasy, Gobert, Enesco, they all started writing, but they were all there at the time. And these are the people that are writing now for flute and piano for the competition piece. So Fauré wrote this beautiful piece. It's called A Fantasy. It's 4 minutes. And the object, obviously, is to have, if it's a competition piece, is to show lyrical playing, difficult technical passages, so they show great virtuosity and technical facility, and expression and style. As we were looking to balance out the program, yeah, we wanted to do another kind of big sonata for flute and piano. And this one I haven't really done very much. And it's by German composer Gieseking, who was born in 1895. And it's very, very warm and charming. It's got three movements. The first one feels very sad to me somehow. There's this one single melody that keeps coming back in different keys. And it feels like you're traveling through the German countryside or something.
Thank you.
Then the second movement is more joyous, and the last movement is just unbelievably boisterous and fun. And it's a nice showpiece, and it's very uplifting, and it's a lot of fun. But what's really cool about this program is that all of these pieces, the later pieces, not the Schubert, but the Gisa King and the Fauré Fantasy and the Pratzmann are all kind of like around the same time period. I mean, the birth of Gisa King, this film, and the Fauré, like, turn of the century, which was one reason why we wanted to do it that way. And so the Fauré Fantasy was written around the same time that Georges Méliès filmed his Voyage to the Moon, which is an iconic film. And Steve Pretzman is going to write a film score for the silent film for flute and piano, and I'll be playing multiple flutes, and I have no idea how many instruments I have to bring.
Music at Menlo audiences have previously witnessed Steve Pretzman's singular creativity, beginning with his 2008 Carte Blanche concert, which alternated selections from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier with music by Rameau, Beethoven, Scriabin, and Charlie Parker, traditional Uzbek and Rwandan songs, and an arrangement of music by the prog rock band Yes. In 2012, Pretzman performed his live scores to two Buster Keaton films, 1 AM and Dr. Sherlock. This summer, Steve and Tara will perform Steve's new score to Georges Méliès' Voyage to the Moon.
This particular film is quite famous. It's really the start of the sci-fi genre. It's kind of an astounding film. It's the story of a bunch of astronomers going to the moon to see what it's all about, and then they come back home. And I've worked a lot with Steve Pretzman in the past. He is a phenomenal pianist. I met him first, I think, at the Spoleto Festival about, you know, 1.5 million years ago. And he's one of those musicians who is like we have a lot of friends who are just incredible musicians. And we always say, and then there's Steve, who's like, in my mind, is like just so high into the stratosphere of talent and brilliance. He's a incredible pianist. He plays in a variety of styles, not just classical. His earlier videos on YouTube are just staggering, but he's also a jazzer and an improviser. He can play anything if he hears it. And he's also written a bunch of film scores. And that's really one of the other creative things that we're doing on this program, which I'm incredibly excited about.
Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering was provided by Dahong Situ. Production support was provided by Nathan Pear. Musical excerpts appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Bach Sonata in G Minor for Flute and Keyboard, performed by Sefika Kutlur, Daniela Varinska, and Eugene Proshak, appear courtesy of VDE Gallo. Belinda Reynolds' Cher is performed by Tara Helen O'Connor and Margaret Campmeyer and appears courtesy of the artists. Franz Schubert's Introduction and Variations on Trockene Blumen, performed by Sharon Bazali and Ronald Breutigam, and Gabriel Fauré's Fantasy Opus 79, performed by Sharon Bazali and Ronald Puntinen, appear courtesy of Bis Records. Walter Gieseking's Sonatine for Flute and Piano, performed by Jeffrey Kaner and Charles Abramovich, appear courtesy of AV Records. Audio notes are a copyrighted production of Music at Menlo.